This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by...
Frida Liu.
And...
Frida Liu.
That's it. It's just the two of us. Just the two... See, I'm not redoing it, no. Anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with our show today, 018-789-8899. If you want to get us on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. What are we talking about today? We are talking about how much do ratings affect your decisions. And when we're talking about ratings, it can be things like your TripAdvisor rating. It can be stuff like your Uber driver or rather your Grab driver here in Malaysia. Or it could be a whole bunch of other stuff. So what we've done, there was a documentary in 2013 called On the Money, Network Society, presented by Ericsson. The idea of a sharing economy had just been born, and experts predicted that trust would become the new currency. We'll have the first hotkey now, please.
The notion of value, I think, is changing a lot. In the virtual world, there will be things that have value that are not expressible as money today. In the same way that money is a physical asset in the real world, reputation is going to become a digital asset.
In the past, reputation was largely contained within small villages or small groups because there was no way of aggregating, measuring, or tracking. And that's where technology and data changes all that, because we now leave very visible trails of behavior that we can measure and use in different ways. Will there be a reputation stock market? Will people actually be able to take some of their reputation data and say, I should get a discount, or convert it into tangible money? It's the conversion of sort of behavioral data into real money where it could get really interesting.
Being trustworthy should be virtuous in itself. And now, I think in 20 years' time, we'll say, yeah, actually, you want to invest in your trust capital rather than just do it for the right reasons. You do it because it pays.
Interesting stuff, right? Most of that has come true.
Two words, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, yes, indeed. We've got stuff like Uber, Airbnb, and all, of course, closer to home, Grab. They've all proven that trust is a commodifiable concept through the use of their ratings and their review systems.
Riders and drivers can both rate each other between 1 and 5 stars at the end of a trip and have the option to leave written feedback about their experience. This two-way rating system ensures that both driver and rider enjoy the trip and have a quality experience on the Uber platform. Hint: riders tend to rate better for clean-looking and smelling cars. Additionally, remember to treat your traveling companion the way you'd like to be treated to help make the trip pleasant.
I realize that people who are thinking about renting my place are going to read the reviews of other people, and they're also going to read my reviews. So it's a chance for me to express myself in a way that other people can relate to and say, well, I'd like to stay at that guy's place.
Mm-hmm. Sounds all fairly decent on a surface level.
Right.
A few things I want to add in a minute, but before we get to that, let's quickly run through what else we're covering. We'll be looking at the entrepreneurship framework, a little piece of news that's just coming very quickly, to be launched in July. Frida's got all the details on that. Video games are now a legitimate high school sport in the US, and how Google have asked remote workers what they actually wanted and have got a response from that. Okay, so back to the main story. How much do ratings affect your decision? The reason that we picked this story is because yesterday you guys talked about TripAdvisor and a whole bunch of stuff. And then I came across an article on MarketWatch about how rating everything from your Uber driver to your Airbnb host has become a nightmare.
Yes.
Right? So when I get in a cab and I've had a decent ride and I've been okay, if I'm in that mood where I don't want to talk and the driver's left me alone, great. And if I get out and he goes, give me 5 stars, bro, I'm like, yeah, now you're not going to get 5 stars,
okay,
you know?
Right.
And I normally would.
Okay.
Because I feel as though it's something I should do voluntarily, right? And this whole reputation economy has gotten to the point where even if you've done something kind of accidental, let's say you've stayed in an Airbnb and you've had 5 stars as a visitor to that Airbnb and you've forgotten to post your keys back, right? You've forgotten to put your keys back. That host can then massively affect your reputation.
Exactly.
Just because you made a mistake, mm-hmm. right? So you've gone from 5 stars to 1 star, and then it's very difficult for you to stay somewhere else. Mm. And that kind of balance of power has shifted, and not necessarily in a good way, I feel. How do you feel about it?
Okay, so here's the thing, right? Whenever I go on a Grab car ride, I don't rate.
Right.
I don't rate at all, yeah. right? Because the worst thing would be to give them a 1 star.
Yeah.
And with no star, at least, you know, they're sort of... So unless the experience has been really horrible, then I would do something. But so far, actually, I haven't done that because I really am not too bothered about it, right?
If it's an outstanding ride,
right.
I'll give them a 5.
Okay, I don't. Just, like, you know, close the app and just move on with life. I know I have a place that I rent out for Airbnb, and I have one nasty person staying there and just came out with lies about things like that. And it's like, oh, okay, what do you do now? Of course, he tried to address it and everything, and they were not valid. But I think over time, if you are known to be of a certain personality, either which way, I don't have to do it. I believe that the metrics will work out in such a way that, you know, it will all sort of...
Over time, the
over
median.
Time, yeah. the median will work out, right? So, but I don't really want to participate in it. That's where I know I'm on social media and everything, but I sort of leave my footprint out of all those sort of things. But I do look at reviews. I do look at, like, which hotel to stay, between a, you know, 4 star or 5 star. And if it's 4 star, but it's cheaper, I'll still stay there.
Right.
Right?
I mean, a couple of things. So we know that the drivers for Grab are incentivized by the amount of stars that they receive, from what I understand. If they fall below 4.5 or something, they lose, you know, a fairly decent amount of money. I used to heavily rely on TripAdvisor reviews and star points for booking places, and then I realized that those are not necessarily trustworthy either.
Exactly.
Because they can be fudged.
Exactly. Because I know people who owns places, and then they get 30 of their friends to say something.
Exactly. Right? Even stuff like Amazon products, or even coming locally, some of the other online ordering platforms, we know allegedly that some of their reviews are not accurate and have been paid for. So when you have an economy that is going both ways, there's always going to be this kind of flip-flopping, and that level of trust is something that, you know, I think we're back to square one almost.
Right. So I know. So you, how much do you put, at the end of the day, it's still word of mouth for me. So
yeah,
I look at it
yeah,
and
exactly.
yeah, I mean, it gives me a gauge, but then someone, the rating could be really high. Then a friend tells me,
yeah,
actually the place wasn't so great.
Yeah.
I believe my friend.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. So it even boils down to things like restaurants and bars and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Right. So that's us framing where we feel about this whole idea of, you know, have ratings ruined everything, with the question being, how much do ratings affect your decisions about where you go, where you stay, which products you use? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We are at BFM Radio if you want to get in touch. We're going to move on, take a short break with some music. It is Batmobile. Yes, Batmobile. Thinking About You, Baby. And when we get back, story number two, the entrepreneurship framework to be launched in July. Mm-hmm. That's all coming up in just a few minutes here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.